Hello.
I have Senator Jackson in Florida.
Thank you. Senator Jackson, 2191.
Put on that uniform of yours. Go back. You thought you could save one American. You might save 40 million.
Everett.
Yeah.
This thing's been heating up here on this investigation.
Yeah.
And I've got the House to agree not to do anything. And after I talked to you, I'd already talked to Jim, and the Senate wouldn't do anything if I'd appoint a special committee. Now, here's a commission I'm thinking about appointing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it unless, till I talk to you. I don't want this repeated because I haven't even got my orders drawn.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some time, but I'm going to ask the Chief Justice to go on it.
Yeah.
Because the country needs the highest judicial officer to evaluate this report.
Yeah.
I thought I'd invite Dick Russell and maybe John Sherman Cooper. They kind of offset each other.
Yeah.
Now, unless you had any objections, I thought I might name Hale Boggs and Jerry Ford, a couple of fellas over in the House, and then get Alan Dulles and maybe John McCloy generally. Now, I don't want that to get out to a human because I haven't talked to these people, and I got to talk to you. I want your real counsel because I thought that this would be a pretty acceptable group judicial-wise. I talked to Russell. He didn't want to take it, but he will. I'm going to make him do it. I'm just going to order them all to do it and let them get in.
Let me make one suggestion. What about John McCone?
Well, he's in the government and CIA, and I'm John McCloy, I think, would be a little better.
Yeah. But of course, McCone is a knowledgeable guy.
Well, he and Hoover will give them all the information you got, you see.
Yeah.
Same reason they haven't got Hoover on it. They'll make available everything they've got.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be a good group.
Okay, now, will you protect my flanks in the Senate, Everett?
I will.
God bless you.
Okay.
Waiting.